Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All Exits Closed. I'm Cynthia Pooler, and my guest today is Alan Collins. And Alan is going to talk about President Biden's town hall and this student loan debt crisis. So, Alan, I'm sure you watched it the other night, right?
I did. Yeah, it was not very impressive, to say the least. For student loan borrowers out there everywhere, I suspect tens of millions of people were very disappointed. And I'm happy to elaborate. Yeah, well, you know, before the election, Joe Biden was saying things like, if you earn less than $125,000 a year and you went to a public college, I'm going to eliminate your student loans. I'm going to eliminate your student debt. And, you know, the petition that we started back in March calling for student loan cancellation by executive order made it to the top of the news around that time. Elizabeth Warren and Chuck Schumer joined in. They were calling on Biden to cancel student loans by executive order. And the press, I'd say the slanted corporate press, who I think clearly wanted Biden to win this election, they badly misreported. You know, they gave the impression that Biden was very serious about canceling student loans, perhaps on day one by executive order. So that was before the election. very shortly after the election, all of a sudden, Joe Biden comes up and he goes, I don't think I can cancel loans by executive order. I don't think I have that authority. And that in itself is just ridiculous. The law gives Biden, the president and the secretary of education, very broad and unambiguous authority to cancel federally owned student loans by executive order. And then two nights ago, he repeated himself at that town hall. And all of a sudden, it's, no, I'm not going to eliminate your student loan debt if you earn less than $125,000 a year, you went to an HBCU or public college, et cetera. Now he's talking about maybe he'll sign off on a $10,000 loan cancellation, but only if Congress passes a bill that makes that happen. And there's a very important distinction here, Cynthia. You know, President Biden can cancel all federally owned student loans by executive order without needing congressional approval, without needing one dime of new tax money, in other words, without having to pay for anything. He could do this tomorrow. He could do it today. And it would, by the way, it would not add one penny to the national debt because the taxpayers paid for these loans many years ago. That's by executive order. Now, by legislation, however, that becomes extremely expensive. You know, the PAYGO rules in Congress require them to come up with a way to fund all of their proposals. So even this insulting, I would say, $10,000 write-down that's now apparently on the table, Congress would have to raise something like $400 billion. And by the way, they'd have to pass legislation, which in this closely divided Congress is by no means a sure thing. So what Biden has defaulted to is underwhelming is not even the word for it, a insultingly small student loan cancellation that, quite frankly, will probably never pass Congress. And even if it did pass Congress, would be incredibly expensive to the taxpayer. And by the way, all the strings that certainly would be attached in the congressional process would give the Department of Education any number of reasons to not cancel loans. You know, they put certain qualifiers in the legislation, and the Department of Education has proven over many years that it absolutely does not want to cancel loans, even if Congress orders it to, even if they pass legislation demanding it. You know, the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program, for example, the Department of Education has found a way to disqualify 99% out of that forgiveness. So now, really, Biden has, I would say, completely broken his promise. He certainly has betrayed his extremely bad faith. Biden has no intention of canceling loans by executive order, by through Congress, because that's just a non-starter. It's just ridiculous. Not going to happen. So here we are, the borrowers. We're as screwed now, really, as we were under Trump, or even under the over the previous 8 years under Obama Biden. And if I sound a little agitated, Cynthia, it's because I am. And if I'm agitated, I'm a pretty fair barometer. You can bet that tens, probably 25, 30, 35 more million people out in the country are feeling the exact same way. You know, this could shape up to be the largest broken promise, the biggest mistake of Joe Biden's early presidency. And we're only in the first month here. So I would just maybe say also, the good news is that Joe Biden is a politician. He can be pushed, but all the citizens out there have got to get very serious about fighting for themselves, fighting to get these loans not only canceled to the extent possible, and I would say by executive order, obviously, the most simple way, the easiest way to stimulate the economy. But we've also got to fight for the return of bankruptcy protections to all student loans. That's another point. Before the campaign, Joe Biden was all about, oh, look, I'm adopting Elizabeth Warren's bankruptcy plan. Well, the most important element of Elizabeth Warren's bankruptcy plan was a pledge to essentially return bankruptcy to student loans by executive order on day one. Joe Biden said he was endorsing her plan. He dutifully copied and pasted the elements of her plan, with the exception of that pledge, onto his own platform and his website. Hopefully people can see it. And here we have Biden has not said one word since January 20th or even before, since November 3rd. Not said one word about bankruptcy. So Biden is really looking bad right now. He's looking like the sort of dishonest, disingenuous politician that a lot of people really feared he was. Shame on him.
Now, during the Obama years, you had founded studentloanjustice.org at that point, right?
Yeah, I founded Student Loan Justice in 2005, so a few years before Obama took office.
Okay. So what was Obama's stance on student loans from 08 to 16?
Well, the Obama-Biden years were filled with very friendly-sounding rhetoric. You know, young people put Obama into office, and he said some very friendly things. But, you know, despite all the pleasant sounding rhetoric, you know, he did a feasibility study about returning bankruptcy to student loans. He revised the income-based repayment program to make it look a little better on paper. But, you know, the fact of the matter, Cynthia, is that under 8 years of Obama-Biden, nearly $1 trillion was added on to our backs, the citizens' backs, in student loan debt. No consumer protections were returned to the loans, and even the small changes he made to the repayment programs will come to nothing because all of those repayment programs are failing miserably, where 90, 95, maybe even more percent of all the people trying for them wind up getting disqualified by the Department of Education, which, as I said earlier, has no intentions or desires of canceling any loans if it can find a way not to, and it can. So, you know, Obama's legacy on student loans, despite all the friendly sounding words and rhetoric, was abysmal. It was horrible. And quite frankly, Joe Biden has a lot of responsibility in that, because not only as vice president, but as a senator from Delaware, Joe Biden was instrumental in getting bankruptcy protections taken away from private student loans. You know, Joe Biden owes us, the citizens, big time. This lending system is now catastrophically failed, Cynthia. You know, even before this pandemic, 80% of all borrowers were never going to be able to repay their loans. They were either in default or forbearance or deferment. They weren't able to pay. That's about 65%. Or they were paying and paying and paying, but their loan balances were going up. That's about 15%. And this is before the pandemic. So you can only imagine what the default rate will be for current borrowers. If it's anything less than about 75%, I'll be shocked. I wouldn't be surprised if it was something like 85%, maybe even 90%. You know,
okay.
By all rational metrics and measures, this lending system is done. It's finished. It's toast. The
okay,
pandemic is the nail in the coffin.
Let me ask you this question. When somebody has a loan that they can't pay and it goes into default, then it's turned over to a collection agency, right?
Yep.
So there must be a lot of loans in the collection agencies right now, wouldn't you say?
Oh, there's a huge amount. You know, we already know that 40% of the class of 2004 have or will soon be defaulting on their loans. And they were only borrowing a third of what's being borrowed today. You know, the 44 million student loan borrowers out there on the books right now, I think something like 25% of all borrowers are either in default or they defaulted in the past and paid through the nose to get their loans out of default. It's probably significantly higher than that. This is two-year-old data now.
Mm-hmm.
But the dirty little secret, Cynthia, that people really need to know about is that the federal government does not mind defaulted loans. Sure, it wrecks the lives of the people whose loans are thrown into default, but it turns out many years and decades of White House budget data confirm that the Department of Education actually makes a small but certainly not insignificant profit on defaulted loans. And I mean, that is just a ridiculous, almost unbelievable statement. You know, a credit card company, for example, they're thrilled to get back even 10 cents on the dollar on a defaulted loan. But for federal student loans, because there are no bankruptcy protections, because there are no statutes of limitations, the federal government, it turns out, makes back something like 10%. So in other words, they recover every dollar that they pay out on default claims and then some. So, you know, this is just the most cruel, predatory, unconstitutional, and I would say nationally threatening lending instrument ever visited upon this nation. And this goes back to the days of the Pilgrims. You know, this is just the most cruel debt instrument one can imagine. And, you know, thankfully, you know, the people are far stronger than the lending system. You know, at the end of the day, people who are suffering under this, they need to take a step back and say, hey, we don't have to put up with this nonsense. You know, the founding fathers called for uniform bankruptcy laws ahead of the power to declare war and an army and raise an army in the Constitution. They were very worried about this sort of a lending scam being put upon the country. And that's exactly what's happening now. We don't have to take this. The citizens do not have to pay on their loans. It's not illegal. It's not a crime to not pay on your loans. And at this point, Cynthia, I would say it is not only unwise, but frankly, it is unpatriotic for people to be paying certainly on their federal student loans. I would say also on their private student loans as well, although those are not cancelable by executive order or even really by Congress, essentially. So those are a little trickier, but truly, the federal student loan system has catastrophically failed, and it does no one any good to pay into this failed lending system. It is a beast, and this beast should not be fed.
You know, Biden talks about, you know, reviving the economy. How can the economy be revived when so many people their eyeballs because of education?
Well, you know, it really can't be. You know, there are 55 million citizens in the country with student loan debt or who are co-signed on the debt. 44 million of them were in deep distress on their student loans even before the pandemic, as I said earlier. these people aren't going out and buying homes. They're not able to afford to start a business or in many cases even start a family. It is a it's a cancer. It's a poison on this country. It is devastating this country, and it is doing nothing good for the economy. You know, $100 billion a year in interest alone is taken essentially out of the economy and sent to Washington, D.C., sent to the books of the Department of Education. And this does nobody any good. And I might add, Cynthia, this is not a partisan issue. You know, 55% of all student loan borrowers identify as being either Republican or independent. These student loans are hurting people in red states far worse than people in blue states. In fact, in most of the red states I looked at, the people in those states owe more in student loan debt than that state's entire budget. So this is terrible for the economy, and it's terrible socially. It's terrible in every way. The only entities that benefit from this catastrophically failed and nationally threatening lending system are people inside Washington, D.C., the lenders, the lending agencies, Department of Education, you know, that whole establishment sort of swamp complex. And those are my words. You know, Donald Trump does not own that language. This is the swamp we're talking about. They benefit, the colleges benefit, certainly, but that's about it. 55 million people in the country saddled with these student loans are being wrecked en masse.
You know, on January 6th, there was an uprising in Washington, D.C. And there was maybe, compared to the, you know, people who owe student loans on January 6th, I would say there was a handful of people. What's it going to take for people to say enough is enough and do something about it?
Well, you know, the pro-MAGA Trump crowd, all the people that showed up to Washington on January 6th, quite a different crowd. I mean, certainly a lot of them had student loans, there's no doubt. But, you know, debt is a personal issue. It's not something people want to go marching in the streets about. It's really kind of a different animal. So I don't think that we can expect people we can't expect a million-man march in Washington, D.C. or like that. But people vote with their pocketbooks. You know, almost nobody is paying on their student loans right now. And quite frankly, nobody should pay, certainly on their federal student loans going forward. You know, I think the swamp knows this. You know, they are petrified of lifting this repayment suspension because they know what's going to happen. Nobody is going to pay. And I think that speaks maybe even louder than a march on Washington, D.C. would. But, you know, having said that, Cynthia, there are activists out there, myself being among them, obviously. And if we continue to see this disgusting backsliding by President Biden, we are going to go to Boston Harbor around the week of July 4th, and as many people as we can get, hopefully hundreds. And we're going to burn our student loan papers, and we're going to throw the ashes in the harbor. So everybody out there listening to this, if you can find a way to make it to Boston the week of July 4th, for a 15-minute flash mob, it'd be very easy to do. You can wear a mask and sunglasses, you know, you can do it sort of anonymously. By all means, let us know. We will definitely pencil you in and we'd love to see you there.
But do you think
people can email me at justice@studentloanjustice.org, by the way.
But do you think that's going to move the politicians to do something?
Well, you know, at this point, Cynthia, I almost don't care whether it does or it doesn't. You know, we, the citizens, we, the borrowers, we ultimately hold absolute power over this lending system. And we have the power to starve this lending system out of existence. And at this point, that's exactly what needs to happen. This lending system is a national threat. It's time to take it to the bath and drown it in the tub. And those are conservative words that I just said. People like to peg us as being these, you know, liberal, Antifa, anarchist, et cetera, that the opposite, that is just, nothing could be further from the truth. Conservatives should be on our side. This is not a partisan issue. So, you know, at this point, I have some hope, and we continue to push Biden to do the right things. That is, cancel loans by executive order, return bankruptcy protections to the loans. But at this point, we're assuming that that's not going to happen, and we are responding accordingly. As I said, nobody is paying on their loans now, and nobody, in my humble opinion, should ever pay, certainly on their federal loans, ever again. And if people have to take rather drastic steps to defend their property, et cetera, against the collection companies, well, I guess that's going to be what happens. It could very well be violent. I hope it isn't. Our group never advocates violence. We never will. But I can see that happening. It could have a very ugly, ugly outcome. And as I said, this could very well be the biggest mistake of Biden's presidency. He had better start fighting for the citizens who put him in office by his promises to eliminate student loan debt, or this could get very ugly very quickly.
So he probably knows this, right?
I can't speak for Joe Biden. You'd have to ask him. Okay. I know what he said before the election, and I know how his platform was reported in the media in a very misleading way. He should know what the expectations of the citizens were of him. But, you know, Joe Biden's a politician, and this is a matter of Biden's character, and I'm no better a judge of that than you or anybody else. So we'll see. But one way or the other, Cynthia, this lending system is going away. It's done. It's finished. It's toast. And people out there who are afraid of collection companies, they need to figure out a way to bulletproof themselves. They need to stand up and be tough, because this is a battle that could have a very bad outcome. You know, John Adams himself was very concerned about the nation being conquered and enslaved. Those are his words, not mine, by debt. And that is exactly what we are looking down the barrel of right now. People out there had better start thinking very seriously about finding ways to bulletproof themselves against the lending system and their minions in the collection industry. I would just tell everybody, you know, you're not alone. Four out of five borrowers were never going to be able to repay their loans, even before the pandemic. And if 55 million people all of a sudden stop paying their student loans, Cynthia, do you really think that the collection apparatus can come after all of them? No, they can't. It's ridiculous. There is great power in numbers. You know, we've got 1 million people on our petition right now, change.org/cancel student loans. It would be very good to get 10, 15, 20, 25, or maybe even more million people on that petition as quickly as possible. Mm-hmm. There's great power in numbers. We've got the numbers. We've got the argument. We've got the Constitution on our side. We've got reality on our side. We've got the facts on our side. This lending system is vanishing into a mist of illegitimacy as we speak. People need to toughen up and be a little bolder. You know, I think the founding fathers are probably looking down and saying, how did our citizens get so weak? How is it that the government has found a way to cow tens upon tens of millions of citizens into walking through the world with their tail between their legs because of a ridiculous fiat, not even real debt that the government found a way to put upon them? I think the founding fathers are probably shaking their heads, and they should. And, you know, a lot of people fought and died for the freedoms that supposedly we have in this country. Well, I'm telling everybody out there with student loans right now, we've got to fight for that freedom. This is an ongoing battle. And very dark forces would be very happy to wreck our lives and the lives of tens or even hundreds of millions of people to follow in our footsteps. So fight for yourself, fight for the country, fight for the Constitution, and fight for the legions of people, generations to come, that are going to follow in our footsteps. And stand up And let's put this lending system to bed, to rest.
Alan, let me ask you this question. A little before the election, you reached out to Joe Biden, you reached out to Donald Trump, and you reached out to Howie Hawkins. I don't know if you reached out to the Libertarian president, the candidate.
We reached out to all four of those parties that you mentioned, the candidates and the parties. At the end of the day, we could have endorsed Elizabeth Warren, actually. She put a pledge in writing on bankruptcy that was strong enough to garner our endorsement, but she lost. Bernie Sanders, we probably would have ended up endorsing. He had just a little bit further that he needed to go for our endorsement, but I think he probably would have gotten there. We could not endorse Joe Biden. And Donald Trump was, pardon my French, but he was a damn joke. Obviously couldn't endorse him. The only candidate that we could endorse was Howie Hawkins of the Green Party. Mm-hmm. And we very loudly and proudly endorsed him and a couple of other Green Party candidates as well. You know, we took a lot of heat for that. People were saying, why are you throwing away your endorsement, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, we don't care. We don't care about D's and R's or independents. We don't care about parties. We don't care about any of that stuff. All we care about is who is fighting for us. Howie Hawkins was. Joe Biden was not, despite the false representations of him through his own mouth and through the media mouthpieces who I would say were essentially working for him. We don't care about that stuff. We point the finger where it needs to point. And right now Joe Biden is exposing himself as being essentially a fraud. And I hope that changes. I truly do, Cynthia. But we will see, and we're ready for it, whichever way it goes. Because okay. We, the 5 million student loan borrowers out in the country, we are too big to fail. We will not let this ridiculous lending system, let me just say, this ridiculous, unconstitutional, predatory, hyperinflationary fiat, I could probably add about 5 more adjectives here. We will not let this lending system put us down. We are too strong for that. And okay. If people in Washington, D.C. think that they can put one over on us, I suggest that they rethink their lives. Because they are in the wrong line of work. And the quicker they can put some distance between themselves and this lending system, the better.
Alan, our time is up. So anybody who's listening to this, give them your contact information.
Sure. People can find us at studentloanjustice.org. Probably the first thing I should have said, go to change.org/cancel student loans. Sign the petition, share the petition, get everyone you know to sign the petition, and you can find links to all of our stuff, Facebook, et cetera, on that petition.
Okay, thanks, Alan. I'm sure we'll talk again.
Thank you, Cynthia.
You've been listening to Alan College. I'm Cynthia Pooler. This is All Exits Closed. If you like this show, follow us on Twitter. Thank you. Have a great day.